From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Today, the Pentagon leadership delivered a sobering report on the state of the war in Afghanistan. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Richard Myers, said the U.S. campaign in Afghanistan is proceeding according to plan, but they warned the ruling Taliban regime there is proving to be a determined foe. And Rumsfeld said he could report no progress so far in efforts to find Osama bin Laden. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
From the beginning of this military campaign, U.S. officials have warned the war could be long and difficult, but this morning's headline in USA Today was still a shocker. It cited Donald Rumsfeld saying bin Laden could get away. At a Pentagon press conference this afternoon, Rumsfeld said it wasn't an exact quote. USA Today reporters and editors, he said, had asked if he was sure the United States would get bin Laden and other terrorist leaders. "I'm sure we're trying," he quoted himself as answering.
"Do I expect to get them? You bet we expect to get them. Can I know of certain knowledge what will happen in the future? I think I said something like it's hard. It's like looking for a needle in a haystack. I suspect it's easier to change the Taliban leadership over time than necessarily to simultaneously or before the fact, find a specific person."
Administration officials have said several times that the military effort in Afghanistan should not be measured by whether it leads to the arrest of any one person, even Osama bin Laden. But bin Laden has been identified as the leader of the Al-Qaeda terrorist network that has declared war on the United States. Rumsfeld insisted the United States is doing everything humanly possible to find him. He suggested that information about bin Laden's whereabouts does occasionally become available. It's getting that information in time for it to be useful that's difficult, he said. And has the United States made any progress in that regard?
"Until you have him, you do not have him. So what is progress? Until he is no longer functioning as a terrorist, he is functioning as a terrorist. There isn't any progress. You either have him or you don't."
A senior Pentagon official told reporters here yesterday that the Taliban leadership has shown itself to be surprisingly dogged in its determination to cling to power in Afghanistan. That comment came just a week after another Pentagon officer claimed the Taliban military had been eviscerated by U.S. airstrikes. Rumsfeld suggested today that the officer should perhaps have chosen a different word to characterize the state of the Taliban forces. His assessment of the military progress so far was more modest. Many of the Taliban's surface-to-air missiles and aircraft have been taken out, for example.
"I could go through each category. What does that mean? Well, it means that their ability, the Taliban's ability, to effectively oppose the forces on the ground that are opposition to the Taliban is degraded and diminished, and that's a good thing."
U.S. aircraft are now targeting the Taliban troop concentrations. General Richard Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, acknowledged today that U.S. pilots are now using cluster bombs in areas where they believe Taliban forces to be congregated, though he insisted those controversial munitions are used only when a particular target makes their use appropriate.
"We take great pains to do that, and we only use the cluster munitions when they are the most effective weapon for the intended target. There have not been a great number of them used, but they have been used."
Some United Nations officials have expressed concern about the use of cluster bombs in Afghanistan. Some are reported to be unexploded, which means they'd be a danger to civilians who come across them. General Myers said he could not confirm the portion of cluster bombs that have failed to detonate on impact. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.